Joining us from Callaway County, she's the Callaway County Clerk, Rhonda Miller, and good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in the studio this morning. I know that you are an extremely busy, busy person right now with the November 5th election that will be coming up soon. We wanted to kind of touch base with Callaway County and see how things are going there. One question is poll workers, because obviously you'll probably need some extra with the presidential election. Kind of give us an update on how well are you doing with poll workers right now?
Well, we've had quite a bit of an influx of poll workers. We are still short quite a few of our Democratic judges. We've pretty much got the southern part of the county taken care of. The northern part of the county, sort of north of I-70, we might be going to have some people travel a little bit to make it to a different polling location so that we have coverage.
Outstanding. As far as poll workers go, is there a deadline for when you would like to have those poll workers? And if people are interested in becoming a poll worker, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can either go on the Secretary of State of Missouri's website, or they can give us a call at 573-642-0730 and just let us know that they want to be a poll worker. We do have training coming up next week and the last week of October. And we usually have at least one, maybe up to three trainings a day, so we make it a little easy, usually 9, 1, and 6 for our poll workers. And, we're just really sort of putting out the need for our Democratic judges and would be welcome to anybody that is willing to help us out.
No doubt about it. I'm kind of a nerd whenever it comes to data, and I'm kind of wondering how many new voters do you have in Callaway County this year, and are they younger, are they older? What kind of a mix of folks are you seeing coming and getting registered to vote?
We have had a lot of young voters coming in. Of course, this is going to be their first election that they're going to be able to vote, which is also exciting. We've had a lot of people moving from out of state, coming in and getting their addresses changed, things like that. Anyone that's moved within the state of Missouri can actually change their address up to and on election day. So they can do that. Generally, if they are moving from another county, they will need to come to our office at the courthouse at 10 East 5th Street, room 104, and we will get them taken care of there.
Requirements for folks that would like to vote at their polling location, what do they need to bring with them?
All that is required is their photo ID. So it can be a driver's license, a non-driver's license, military ID, or a passport.
All right. About how many registered voters do you have in Callaway County? And whenever we talk about that, how many do you expect to turn out for this presidential election?
Currently, we have about 30,500 registered voters. We're getting more and more every day on the portal. The deadline has passed to be able to register to vote for the November election. But you can still register, of course, up until whenever, and that would make you eligible to vote for the April election. I am expecting, I'm going to say, probably about a 75% turnout, which may be a little high. I may be on target. I just really don't know. I think we've got a lot of issues and on the ballot and a lot of controversy, and people are going to come out and actually vote.
So. Locally, for Callaway County, there is an issue that is on that ballot. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yes, it is the senior tax freeze question. And so what that would pertain to is it would any homestead owner, I believe, in 2 acres would freeze their real estate taxes. From here on out, that does not include any additions made to their home or any bond issues maybe passed for schools and issues like that. So,
all right. Well, I know that you're very, very busy. The polls, of course, will open at 6 a.m. on October the 5th.
November the 5th.
November the 5th. Yep. I'm in October right now.
It's okay.
I'm going to move ahead to November the 5th. They open up at 6 a.m. They close at 7 p.m. And if you're in line by 7 p.m., they'll be able to vote, right?
Correct. What we've instructed all of our judges is if at 7 o'clock you have a line, we will send someone out to stand in the line. Everyone that is in line at 7 will be able to vote. But anyone after that, of course, will be turned away.
Okay. Any data from the no excuse absentee voting, large number this year?
Yes, we have actually, on our permanent absentee, which are people that maybe are not able to stand for long periods of time, we have about 550, I think, of those that we have sent out. We've sent out a total of 760 of those. A lot of people, students that are living out of the state. We've got a lot of military and overseas, of course, as well. And just people that I think are not wanting to have to be in line and take the chance of something going on. So
most certainly. Now, people who want those election results, of course, they'll tune into Country 96 that night, but you guys will have a website where you will list the results as well, correct?
Yes. It is CallawayCountyClerk.com, and they can go on there, and we update those as the results start coming in. With polls closing at 7, our poll workers, you know, they start coming in. We've got some locations that are a little further away. So generally, we will have all of the results with us by 8:30. And the unofficial results, we just hope to have as soon as possible.
Okay. Best of luck. I know you're super busy, but, you know, you're doing a great job. And keep it up.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.